It's the Garden Spot program presenting the songs of Hank Williams.
Let's travel back for a few minutes to the year 1950.
Hello, everybody. Garden Spot is on the air. So just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair.
That voice and that guitar belong, of course, to Hank Williams. The legend of country music recorded this when he was just 26 years old.
Welcome, friends and neighbors. We're going to start off here with a little tune, and we mean every word of it. I just can't get you off my mind.
For six decades, this recording, the Garden Spot programs, went missing. But one resourceful collector got his hands on it at a radio station in Iowa, and he got it to the right people. Colin Escott, who wrote a biography on Williams, and Jet Williams, who was Hank's daughter. They are now helping to re-release the Garden Spot programs. I spoke with both of them recently, and I started by asking Colin to bring us back to those early days in Hank's all-too-brief career.
He'd been kicking around Montgomery, Alabama, and Shreveport, Louisiana, and he'd made a few records, and nothing was really, really kicking in for him. And then, at the tail end of 48, he made a recording called Lovesick Blues, and it was just one of those uncontainable phenomena that the record business delivers every now and again. It got him out of Shreveport, Louisiana, got him to Nashville, got him on the Grand Ole Opry, and things were really looking up for him, really for the first time in his life.
Well, you mentioned Lovesick Blues, and that is one of the first songs on this album. Let's take a listen to a little bit of it.
The one and only Lovesick Blues. How about singing it for us today?
Here we go.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do, all I do is set and sigh.
Jet, you know, I think nobody ever really knows what's going to be a hit with an audience. What do you think it is about this song that resonated with his fans?
Well, to me, I think the musical style of it, where he hits those yodel notes so effortlessly.
Daddy's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow.
When he took the stage, he had a magnetism, and I think when he delivered that song so easily and everything, the audience just, they went wild, and the song just absolutely sent him into the stratosphere and took him to the national recognition that allowed him to become the superstar that he is still today.
Now, the reason this performance is called the Garden Spot Programs is because it was literally sponsored by a plant nursery called Naughton Farms.
Friends, it's unbelievable. 20 rose bushes and other plants, all hardy, healthy, heavy-rooted plants that are ready to jump in and bloom for you. A very special offer. Now, listen carefully.
I love this. I would like to hear maybe Katy Perry have something similar to this. Colin, these recordings are made, and at some point they are forgotten, they're lost. How were they found?
Well, you know, they were probably sent out to hundreds and hundreds of small stations all across the country. And the idea was that the local announcer would cut in like he does there and sell these rose bushes. And Hank must have sold, you know, thousands and thousands of rose bushes all across the United States. But somehow the shows that went out, one set of transcriptions survived, and they survived at a little station called KSIB in Creston, Iowa. And a collector called George Jymark found them there. I thought, my Lord, I've never heard this before. And now everyone can get to hear what they heard on KSIB in Creston, Iowa in February 1950.
Tempted and tried, we're often made to wonder. And why it should be thus all the day long.
Jet, I know you were never able to spend any time with your dad growing up. What's it like for you finding a new recording like this?
Well, you know, the thing about it is I was born 5 days after his death, so everything that I have the honor and the privilege of hearing or being a part of is extra special. So for me to be able to work with Colin and have these recordings remastered and shared with the world, I feel like I'm giving back to my dad for the love that he gave his unborn child.
All right, so right now, friends, we got a tune here, one of mine. You can find this one on wax if you care to, or sometime when you're in town shopping around your record store. Little tune that I wrote and recorded called I Don't Care If Tomorrow Don't Never Get Here. Here we go.
I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
You know, I have to say, I was shocked to realize just how short Hank's recording career was, just 6 years long. I tend to think of him as this legend of country music who was with us for decades, but, you know, as Jed has noted, he died when he was 29 years old. I wonder, when you find a recording like this that is more than twice as old as his life was long, does it make him feel closer or farther away?
Well, I think it makes him feel closer. The thing about it is even 64 years after his death, and you listen to these recordings, you do realize even though he threaded the eye of the needle to get to where he was at, and he was a shooting star that blazed through, his legacy, his music, and his talent is still here today, and the evidence is in these recordings.
You know, the patter is so trapped in 1950, but you listen to that voice, and it's so present and real. It just completely transcends time.
Well, the woman on a party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't she mind her own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Colin Escott is the author of Hank Williams, The Biography, and Jet Williams is a musician and Hank's daughter. They both joined us from member station WPLN in Nashville. Thank you so much to both of you.
Tess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that recording is called Hank Williams, The Garden Spot Programs. It's out on Tuesday, 64 years in the making.
If I'm gonna stay out till 2 or 3, now brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. You just mind your own business.